Beaver head coach Jim Scanlon down at the bench. Joining us, Coach, a valiant effort by your team today, going toe-to-toe with the Badgers. That first goal came late in the first period, but your team just do what they always do, and they kept it cool and battled back hard.
Yeah, it was a real hard-fought game, Kelly, no doubt. It's always tough when you give up a goal late in any period. And they get run with, 34 seconds left, and that turns out to be the difference in the game. So I told the team, we're not into moral victories. We're beyond that. But obviously very, very proud of our effort. We did everything we could. We did what we had to do. That's as a coach, you certainly can't ask for any more than what this group gave us today, because they were battling. We were without Eve for, the whole second period and most of the third. The 5D just stepped up and did a whale of a job. Obviously, Britt was great, big for us. We just couldn't get one by them. That's, tip your hat to their goalie. She made some big saves when she had to.
What happened with Evena there in the second period that we lost her?
Well, she blocked a shot right at the end of the first period. And Doc thought it might be broken. And he did not want to risk having her go out there and playing if it was. So we had to get it x-rayed. Unfortunately, we had to send her across town to get the x-ray, and fortunately it was negative, so that was the good news, and we got her back when we did late in the third.
There late in the third, you pulled Brittany Mowat trying to get that equalizer, and that last-ditch effort by Whitney Waiwoda. What an effort by her. Just unfortunately couldn't get it past Davian, but what a great play there by your senior.
Yeah, we actually worked on it this week in practice, realizing that the games very well could be like that. And all around, everybody was working hard. We just talked about getting pucks in the net, and credit Wisconsin. Again, they did not make it easy, but in that particular play, we found Witt, and she made a move, but again, their goalie came up with a big stop. I'd say her name, but I always mispronounce it. But she just came up with a big save when they needed it most. So again, credit her.
Well, and I know we talked about it in the pregame show about how you're putting all four of your lines out there, rotating them. And, of course, a couple of times there, your fourth line was playing their top line, or your third line was playing their second line. Nice to see Bemidji State able to keep up with a team like the reputation that Wisconsin has. But good to see the effort out there by all four lines today.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I've said all along, I think it's one of our strengths. And let's not, Wisconsin's a good team, Kelly. They put a lot of pressure on you. They've just got some high-end players. And we caught some breaks. There were some pucks, very close to our goal line and around the posts. We were you want to call it puck luck, whatever. We were able to keep the thing out. But I thought we certainly got some chances on her. I don't know what the shots were. It ended up fairly close. But they just make it real hard to get our real quality chances. But we did get some, and that's when we got to finish. I just told the group, I believe we have the capability of putting up a five spot on this team. But it's just a matter of them believing in themselves and having poise and finishing when they get chances. So hopefully tomorrow afternoon we'll see that.
Well, your team outshot them 12-11 in the first and 8-6 in the third, although they ended up outshooting you guys 32-28. You mentioned those shots on goal. Kristen Huber had five of them. Her line had a really good day today, didn't they?
They did. And Kristen's been playing extremely well for us as of late. She's playing like a senior. She's playing as hard as she can and being a leader and... She's been a difference maker for us, and I thought she was good again today.
What's it going to take to get a win tomorrow?
Score more than they do.
Good answer.
You know what? Again, we just got to come back, get on our toes, and we realize it's going to be the same challenge is getting pucks to her and then trying to find a way to get pucks past her. I think we have the ability to do that, but the bottom line is we got to come ready to play. We can't have a drop off at all. We've got to play with a sense of urgency against a team like Wisconsin.
Well, I could tell that at certain points when your team crashed the net, you kind of caught her off guard. So that's got to be one of the other keys, isn't it, to crash the net and cause some chaos?
Absolutely. And when you crash the net, you can't do flybys. You got to stop right at the blue and be tenacious, because it's not easy. You know you're going to get you're going to get some lumber, but you got to be willing to stand in there, and that's when you can find some loose pucks, and hopefully we can do that tomorrow.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck tomorrow. We'll talk to you in the pregame show.
Thanks, Kelly.